Police officers have pepper sprayed protesting students in the U.S. state of California. As many as 30 students were targeted by police at Santa Monica College while expressing their anger over rising tuition fees. The students were attacked as they were trying to enter a meeting held by officials at the college. Anti-regime protesters have set fire to tires and blocked roads in several villages in Bahrain. The demonstrators are calling for the release of prominent human rights activist Abdul Hadi al-Khawaja. He has been on hunger strike for over 55 days. Israeli soldiers have shot dead another Palestinian in the besieged Gaza Strip. Palestinian medics say they've retrieved the body with help of the International Committee of the Red Cross near the so-called buffer zone in eastern Gaza City. Israeli radio has confirmed the killing. An elderly Greek man has shot and killed himself near the Parliament building in Athens' main square. Witnesses say the man was standing by a tree before shooting himself in the head. The number of suicides has surged in Greece since the 2009 financial crisis. A bomb blast has taken the lives of at least four U.S.-led foreign soldiers in northern Afghanistan. The attack took place in the capital of Faryab province. The deaths bring to seven the number of foreign forces killed in attacks across Afghanistan over the past 24 hours. Fresh anger in the U.S. as the details of another shocking murder come to light. New York police killed African-American Kenneth Chamberlain in November while responding to a false alert from his medical pendant. The officers broke down Chamberlain's door, tasered him, and then shot him dead. British taxpayers have to pay $3 billion over a decade to fund a government plan to monitor their online activities. The citizens will have their web surfing, email exchanges, text messaging, and even Skype calls monitored under the project. The Home Office says the plan will be made into law soon. U.S. presidential hopeful Mitt Romney has won three more primaries in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. The former Massachusetts governor has managed to extend his lead over his Republican rivals Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul. Romney has so far won 55% of the delegates at stake in primaries and caucuses.